Real Estate Radio, Byron Lazine, One Ant Company, William Ravis Real Estate, Pat Kenny in the house, Barnum Plans, and this is the holiday edition. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas here the day after Christmas on 94.9 News Now. We're going to keep it positive. Last week's show, I mean, literally, if it didn't bring tears to your eyes, go back, listen to the podcast, CT Real Estate Radio. We had the co-owners of These Guys Brewing in Norwich on last week, and it was and just talking to restaurant small business owners who have been carrying the burden for our small businesses here in Connecticut, the burden of not being able to fully operate, being completely restricted in their business, digging into their savings. If you want to hear that story, go check it out on the podcast, CT Real Estate Radio. It was heartbreaking. We're going to try to keep it very light and positive today here, Pat. We got a couple cool stories to talk about, and maybe we can just come up with some, maybe people can call in 860-464-9490. We definitely got some stocking stuffers, some Martin's Money, Oleo's gift cards that we can give away if people got cool stories of how to either help local businesses, Connecticut restaurants, or people or things that people are doing. We want some positivity here on this week's show.
I mean, compared to last week, that's setting the bar low. That was a rough, that's a rough go for us. That was a super important show to have. I think getting that message out just over and over and over again is going to be really the key to getting to save what we can. I mean, what was the stat, right? 600 plus restaurants have already gone under in Connecticut alone.
Over 600, and the Connecticut Restaurant Association is projecting that by the time we get out of this winter, over 1,000 Connecticut restaurants will have shut down permanently.
Yeah, so
you know, Eli's in Milford is shut down.
Yeah,
do you know? Oh, you did not.
Yep, that's so there's like Eli's Middletown, which is Eli Cannon's. Then there's Eli's Tavern, which is Milford, Hamden, Orange. And I think there's one or two more. There's a couple of them. Yeah, the Milford one's right around the corner from Stonebridge.
Yeah,
so they're done. Stonebridge is actually closing for the entire month of January. Their theory is everybody's gotten the crap kicked out of them. We're probably going to have, I mean, no, they have a huge advantage in downtown Milford because they have such a large outdoor space, which is a really big advantage right until it's 27 degrees outside. So,
yeah, exactly. You get to use that 4 months of the year. I was at the Eli's in Hamden just the other day on the 20th.
On Whitney?
The eve of the eve on Whitney. That is correct. And that's when I found out about the Milford one being closed. I mean, what a huge space. It was actually, you know, a little sad to be in there because it's a huge, huge, huge space. And there was not many patrons, unfortunately, on that day. In the little bit of time that I was there, maybe it filled up later. But usually, you know, the day before a Christmas Eve, I mean, the staff that was working there, they're like, you wouldn't even be, you know, you'd have three, you know, a line of three to get to the bar, people trying to get drinks. I mean, I was in there on the 23rd. You get whatever the heck you wanted instantly. So, yeah. You know, even though the restaurants in Connecticut here that are open, that are operating, they're not getting nearly what they got, you know, at capacity of just 12 months ago, what they're used to having for whatever their full capacity was.
Yeah. And I mean, we talked about, right, the reduction in capacity is obviously going to be a hindrance to physical distancing and the barriers. You know, like I take Stonebridge as the example. You can sit at the bar because they have the plexi dividers, but they have them in like a group of two, a group of four, a group of two, a group of four. And if I come in as a group of two and the two tops are already taken, they're still going to seat me. So now not only are they giving up, they already have restrictions, but now they're going to give away a four person spot to two people because they don't want me to not sit there. But then there's two more spots that now aren't being used. And it's just all of those little nuances. I mean, we heard, you know, when we were talking last week with, you know, with these guys and the stuff that they've had to go through, you know, their reduction in staff. I mean, all the craziness. I think I told you a story, right? There's a couple of places that have just, they've tried to be open with reduced seating. And it just, the numbers didn't work. It just made more sense to go purely takeout because having just that little bit of staff there, it still takes, you know, you have the busser, the server, the hostess or the host, like all those people still have to be there to run a regular restaurant and you don't have the bodies for it. Yeah. So, you know, so why?
I mean, it was sad to hear that every single day is a hard day. I mean, they're digging into their savings literally every day to keep open and operating. And so many small business owners and restaurant owners are. I did see maybe, you know, and they're talking about, hey, you know, if you can reach out to your local official, if you can, you know, reach out to Hartford in any way and let them know we need our, not only our restaurants to remain open, but we need help immediately. These restaurant owners need help. I did see something. I'll share it up on Facebook. If you're interested to go see the live stream on Facebook, it's Facebook.com/OneAndCompanyRealEstate. Of course, if you're not driving, don't do that. If you're driving, One and Company Real Estate on Facebook. I will share the screen here, Pat. This is the ConnecticutMirror.org. Connecticut offers restaurants, others, a bridge to coming federal relief. Connecticut is rushing to distribute $35 million in emergency grants to restaurants, bars, and other small to mid-sized businesses as a bridge to the far larger COVID-19 pandemic relief coming from Washington. This is according to Ned Lamont. This was on Monday. Now, obviously, restaurant owners, they dig into this deeper. I'm just, you know, we're just seeing this, you know, in the news, and whether or not this is really going to, you know, be something that's helpful for them or not, you know, I don't know the answer to that, but it does look like, you know, Ned is trying to do something here. Businesses whose revenues are down at least 20%, all of them, by the way,
yep,
Ned.
That's the easy qualifier.
We'll go into a pool with grants then calculated by a formula based on tax and payroll data readily available to the state. This is according to the Commissioner of Economic and Community Development, David Lehman. Lamont estimated that grants will be between 10 and 30,000. I mean, 10 grand for some of these restaurants will get them through maybe a week, you know, with their leases and their staffing. Like, that's, you know, okay, 10 and 30 grand. Depending on the restaurant, it might just be a couple weeks. With targets being about 2,000 businesses too big to qualify for previous $50 million program that provided 5,000 grants to 10,000 businesses with 20 or fewer employees. So they're going to try to really help some of the smaller businesses. That was from the CARES Act. Obviously, I don't even think this one here that they're bridging to in this article, I don't even know that the bill is even approved, right? That thing's still up in the air.
That's actually the first I've seen of it, so.
Well, no, this is like the way I understand this.
Yeah.
Is, and we'll link this up in the Facebook if you want to go over to Facebook.com/OneAndCompanyRealEstate. We'll leave that link in the comment section for you. But I think it's referencing a bridge from the, whatever the heck they're calling this, new COVID package, the federal COVID
package. Into the new $900 billion. Yeah, that hasn't been signed in yet.
Yeah. So that'd be nice to see. You know what, Pat? If that bill does go through, 2021, 2022, 100% meal deductions. 100%. Did you see that?
I'm
very okay with that. I'm very okay with that. We'll talk about that. And we got another really cool story of a couple who, I don't want to give it away. A couple is doing something amazing.
Oh, teasers.
To help promote their favorite local restaurants. We'll talk about that when we come back. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those.
All the good stuff happens over on Facebook, facebook.com/OneAndCompanyRealEstate. We are streaming the behind the scenes of how we pull this show off every single Saturday. You want to go check that out over there. It was a little chaotic here between this particular break. but glad we got that figured out. And we are back here, Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans, Byron Lazine, One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate. And we are going to talk positivity here on this show, the holiday show, the day after Christmas show, as last week we really dug into the hardship that Connecticut restaurant owners are dealing with. And Pat, you sent me a really cool story, which was on NBC Connecticut. I posted it to my Instagram story at Byron Lazine, by the way, anybody that wants to check those out. Posted it on the story right before the show here, Pat. I love this story that this couple's doing.
I'm shocked that we went this far into the year, right? I mean, granted, I guess there wasn't a huge necessity for what they pulled off until, you know, the weather started to change, but kudos to Doug and Kim White from Illinois for, this is beyond clever and creative. I think this is like a whole new level of just brain smarts, just intelligence, converting their transit van into a private dining room so they can go support their local restaurants and just rolling in because of the difficulties between indoor and outdoor. How cool. Like, if you don't smile reading that story, you're just a heartless, horrible. You are the Grinch because we're around Christmas time. That's the rule.
I followed them on Instagram on the handle van_dining. You can kind of see their journey. So yeah, they're just going around to local shops. They've got the red and white checkered tablecloth on a table in the back of their van. The double doors open up. And so they're going to a restaurant is a favorite of theirs, bringing the meal out, putting it on a proper plate, or, you know, probably the restaurants are probably hooking them up with that. And yeah, they got a little two seats behind there. I mean, what a cool little experience. This could become its own little small business, by the way. I could see this taking off and picking people up and bringing them around to their favorite restaurants. Very cool. And yeah, they are from Illinois. I want to see this in Connecticut. I want to see them either come to Connecticut or somebody do this here in CT. And we're taking your stories. If you know of somebody doing something cool, 860-464-9490. We'll give you a gift card to Olio's, courtesy of Martin McKinney and Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. Little stocking stuffer. If you've got a cool story of somebody doing something special for our local businesses or restaurants here in Connecticut, call in and share it with us, 860-464-9490. If you're following another one, and Pat, you just linked it up here, and I'm certain we'll link that into the Facebook as well. All these articles, let's make sure we link in into the Facebook that we're referencing.
This one's probably a little more well known.
This one is probably
than the van dining, but I just saw the numbers again. You know, I try to keep an eye on them every couple of days just to see where we're at, and it's just impressive. And you know, trying to keep with that positive vibe and not. I mean, $6.5 million raised.
$6.5 million raised by the Barstool Fund, Barstool Sports. Dave Portnoy was called out on, I think, Twitter or something. Who's the guy that called him out?
He's on a CNBC show. Layman Lamont. Hang on, I gotta find it. I can't remember his name now. He's an entrepreneur. He's a business owner. He owns a boatload of stuff. Hang on, let me find that guy real quick. He has a CNBC show called The Profit, where he goes in and like helps restaurants. And what the heck was that guy's name?
That's exactly it. It's the guy from The Profit. So he calls out Portnoy, who was
Marcus Lemonis. Sorry,
there he is. That's the name. And so he calls out Portnoy because he was on an Instagram story or something ripping New York City for shutting down indoor dining. And you know, these people put their blood, sweat, and tears. They put their whole life savings, you know, into their businesses. And so he says, why don't you go and do something? So Dave says, okay, puts up $500,000 of his own money, starts a fund. They're up to $6.5 million. I haven't heard a peep from the profit guy. Haven't heard a peep from him. Yeah. I've heard a peep. So they've raised $6.5 million. He calls him out, got the ball rolling. And I haven't heard, maybe he's involved somehow, but I haven't heard that to be true. But Barstool has definitely taken it upon themselves to go out and help. And I mean, that's what it takes. It takes all of us chipping in. Certainly here locally, we got involved in back in March and April, and we're rebooting it now, a donation opportunity called the Gift Card Project, thegiftcardproject.com. You can go on there, buy gift cards to local restaurants, donate it to the Gift Card Project, and those will be donated to people who need them right now. People losing, some of them are going to go to the Connecticut Restaurant Association and help people who have lost their jobs from restaurants. But yeah, this Barstool Fund is helping a lot of people en masse. I've noticed that a lot of the restaurants they're hoping are en masse. Actually, now all over. I see now here Houston, Texas on their website. So it's more national. Scottsdale, Arizona. Looks like Maryland, New York, Chicago, Jersey.
They just posted yesterday. I saw a quick video on the Barstool of it wasn't just a restaurant. It was I think it was like a dry cleaner. Yeah, there's a bowling center there, massage therapy. Like, it's pretty cool. They've kind of expanded out, I think, the criteria. But like, I saw them come into like a dry cleaner or something yesterday, and you know, they're just kind of chatting with the guy for a little bit, and they told him like, hey, listen, we're here to give you a check to keep you going. And like, you know, the guy like fell apart. I mean, this guy who's worked his whole life doing this.
The video I watched, it was heartbreaking. The massage one, this lady talking about how it's her life, it's her passion. She came over from Greece 20 years ago and started this business. I believe that one was in Massachusetts. And, you know, she works it every day. She's put every single penny she has into this business. And then for this Barstool Fund to come and kind of, you know, bail them out in a time of need. And people are rallying around this. I mean, that's how they've raised the, you know, $6.5 million. It's from all kinds of people that are contributing to this fund. And
yeah, there's 60,880 supporters.
Wow.
That's incredible. Holy cow.
19 businesses supported so far. And they're just going to keep going. You know, according to Portnoy, who's the CEO of Barstool Sports, they're going to go until, you know, till the summer, whenever this thing kind of, you know, evens out for people. They're just going to keep it going. So, and they've got such power, Barstool Sports, where they can drive awareness. They are such a dominant media company right now, where they can just drive awareness to any cause that they want. And that's when they get called out, they said, all right, we'll show you how to do it.
Well, and that was
never done a fund before either.
Well, and that was his point, right? So it's important that he said, he was like, you know, to the guy, Marcus Simonis, he's like, listen, you do logistics. He goes, we're 100% in, we'll throw the money in, we'll do all the branding, all the marketing. He goes, but you do the logistics of how to distribute it. Like, that was not going to be on them. And that's huge. I think that's a great way to do that. Cause like you said, they have all that visibility. I mean, who doesn't pay attention nowadays, at least know who they are, whether you like them or otherwise is a whole different thing. You don't have to pay a huge amount of attention, but you know that name. I thought one of the cool stories they did was one of the first restaurants was Borelli's, which is this little place in Long Island, the story I like is that Frankie, the guy that does the Everybody Knows the Rules One Bite, yep, the guy who films the pizza reviews, that's his family's pizza place in Long Island.
Oh, wow.
So like, that's kind of where that whole thing started. Like, his family started it back in like 55. Like, it's a really cool, like, kind of, you know, keep it in the family kind of story to begin with. And then, you know, you get to see the effects of all that. It's right there. It's super cool. And like, as part of the fundraiser, you can actually buy Borelli's Barstool hoodies and like t-shirts and hats and stuff. They actually branded all the Borelli stuff on the Barstools. So you can like buy the hoodies. It's pretty cool. It's a really interesting way to do all this.
So that was the first one. The second one was in Queens. And I don't know if you want to try that name there, Pat, but this is the restaurant that went viral where the owner was sitting out in the snowstorm at his table. And he's like, thank you, governor and mayor, for shutting down indoor dining. And like, the snow's blowing and he's having wine out there. And this video went viral on, like, you know, Instagram and TikTok and all these places. And so Dave, you know, Portnoy obviously thought it was the coolest thing, went there. They did an outdoor meal, drank a bunch of wine. And then that was part of this kickoff to the fund. And they funded that restaurant as well. Chef Rocco Sacramone is what I'm going to go with there. Crazy video. If you haven't seen that one, you got to go check it out. It's hilarious. He went millions.
It's like him and his staff, right? They're like, him and like three or four of his guys are sitting outside. Like, yeah, he's like, hey, thanks a lot. Usually we have 20 people working. Right now, there's only the four of us, and we're sitting outside getting snowed on or whatever. Yeah, it was really good.
One in Hartford they funded, the Red Rock Tavern. Red Rock Tavern has been an establishment in Hartford, Connecticut for over 80 years. The oldest bar restaurant in the city survived Prohibition and has been named Hartford's best neighborhood bar. So they funded the Red Rock in Hartford. Pretty cool. Looks like that might be the only Connecticut one. Mamma Mia in New York. ballet, an academy of ballet in Illinois.
Yeah, they're kind of like all, I mean, yeah, massage therapy, bowling, like it's cool. Like it's cool to see that. Yeah, I mean, while we all agree that, you know, the restaurants have definitely bore the brunt of these restrictions, they are not the only ones that are being affected. So it is good to see kind of a little love being spread. I think with them being the forefront, though, is huge. Yeah, Red Rocks right down the street from the Bushnell. I've actually never been there.
And, you know, the I will say, Pat, like where you are right now in South Florida, not as many businesses have shut down like places in the Northeast due to restrictions. And then due to the comfort level of people, you can do a lot more outdoor dining where you are. People are more comfortable dining outdoors as opposed to indoors. And so if you look at South Florida, it hasn't seen what we've seen here in just Connecticut alone. Over 600 restaurants have shut down since March. The Connecticut Restaurant Association, again, is projecting over 1,000 by the time the winter rolls around. You're not seeing that in places like South Florida or Texas or places that have stayed open for the most part and are able to do, you know, more outdoor dining than places like Connecticut and Massachusetts and in Rhode Island, for example.
Absolutely.
All right, we come back. We've got the One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate Rewind of the Week. If you've got any real estate to promote, you can call in 860-464-9490. And we're going to keep chatting more about some of the good things happening for restaurants and small local businesses. This is Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, Byron Lazine, One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate, along with Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans. Jill's got the Facebook stream running, facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate. If you want to stream the BTS of this show, go check that out. Oh, we got, before we get to our rewind of the week, and by the way, if you've got some real estate to promote, 860-464-9490 is the number. We've got attorney Gordon Vidal on the line, New London County's number one attorney, and maybe the number one show on 94.9 after Real Estate Radio, of course. Gordon Vidal, how are you doing, my friend?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good. What do you got?
Happy holidays, man. Merry Christmas. I meant to send you guys both messages, but I was too busy.
Happy holiday. No worries. No worries. We know where your heart is.
I looked at last year's message, Gordon. It felt the same to me. It was good. It was good.
You doing your show tomorrow or what? Are you taking the whole weekend off? What do you got?
We're taking the weekend off.
All right.
Unless something breaks big, we're going to take this week off, and next week we'll be live.
Hey, we were talking about a little bit, maybe you know more than Pat and I. We're not the brightest guys. We were talking a little bit about the COVID relief package that has been held up here. And one thing we're super excited about, Pat and I, is just guys that love to go to restaurants, is that there will supposedly be 2 years where 100% of your business restaurant dining will be a write-off. So we're excited about that. Do you think this thing's going to go through here in the next week? Do you know of any other help that might happen for small businesses? What's your take on this package?
Yeah, something will go through. I can't agree with you guys more. if we can get 100% deduction, we'll go back to the 80s where we're just going to lunch starts at noon and ends at 5. And
Gordon, how many our industries are known for three martini lunches? I mean, that's where it came from, is attorneys meeting with finance guys and vice versa.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I can tell you in New London, a number of restaurants went out of business because they changed those laws. So
really?
Especially right downtown by the train station. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, we got to do something. But listen, there is not enough money in any of these packages for the small business. Like Brian pointed out at the beginning, you know, what is that, $10,000? That buys you a week, maybe 2 weeks?
Yeah.
It's just nothing.
Yeah, the Connecticut Bridge.
We as a society have bought into the whims of people like Bill Gates, who, by the way, has enough money to solve hunger and dirty water around the world. Instead, he decides to invest in vaccines with no medical background and profit off of that.
Yeah, so, I don't get that guy, because when you do the math, he does have enough money to kind of just like wave a wand and solve a lot of these issues, yet he just chooses to pontificate. That's the one thing I don't like about him. He does a lot more talking than acting here in his home country of America. I would agree with you there, G Money. What else is going on? What else is going on here locally that we could talk about that's got some good news behind it?
Well, there's always good news. You just have to find it, especially during this giving season. You know, one thing I would encourage people to do, if you, because saving is at an all-time low, is back in all-time high, as I can tell you, and that's good and bad for the economy. But you know, those people who do have some extra money, there's a lot of charities out there that are really suffering, and they're the ones they're handling the food insecurity. It's not the government. It's still us. And I would just encourage everybody to dig a little bit deeper this year if you can. Because I don't know about you guys. Well, I do know about you guys. Byron, I know that you're year over year over. And, you know, so there are some industries that are still thriving. Mm-hmm. We just need to figure out a way to expand that base. And you know, we privately are trying to raise money and give money and do what we can. I just hope everybody else is, because government's not the solution. There's no amount of money that solves this problem. It's just like a school that has low scores. There's no amount of money or new buildings that will solve it. It's got to be like a systemic change. And right now, the political reasons, our lockdowns are going to drive people into depression and all kinds of horrible things, but we're going to keep it light. And I just got back from Florida, and I got to tell you, it's a different world down there.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And I like
it. You like that world. Yeah, you're right, G. It comes down to us as citizens, as people who care about our communities, banding together, doing what we can. If you go over to, and I think Jill will link it up on Facebook too, the Connecticut Restaurant Association Facebook or Instagram page, and follow the hashtag SaveCTRestaurants, along with all of our great small businesses and charities, like you said, Gordon. Do whatever you can. One thing that we're passionate about, obviously, is the giftcardproject.com, where you can buy gift cards to small businesses, and then we will donate them on your behalf to people that need them. Absolutely. Do what, if you've got the extra money, and not everybody does, I understand that 100%. If you got the extra money, do what you can. If you don't, then certainly spread the word of those that are trying to help, like the Connecticut Restaurant Association and others. G, what time is your show on Sunday so people can check out that show? You guys always do a great job.
Well, thank you. And we are second to you. 8 to 11.
8 to 11, 3 hours with G,
yeah,
and Christy Vidal.
They wanted more, so we gave them more.
Yes, everybody wants more, you guys. Absolutely. So
Gordon Vidal supporting local business right there.
Well, I got to tell you, the gift card initiative, like, that matters. That keeps the velocity of cash going. That helps people. That is helping everybody. That is a meaningful way. So I thank you guys for that.
And one of the switches here, as we kind of rebooted that, is, you know, Dan Meiser, who's the who chairs the Connecticut Restaurant Association, he brought up a great point when I saw him over at the Oyster Club in Mystic, one of the finest establishments in all of the Northeast, not just Connecticut.
I've never been, by the way.
Oh, you got to go. I'll take you, G. Yeah. We are going just after January 1st, once this bill goes through. I've got you covered, brother.
All right.
No, so Dan said, you know, really, you know, we gave a lot in the beginning. We were giving those gift cards to frontline workers as well as charities who could hand it off to people who needed a meal and that kind of thing. But he said, you know, there's so many, over 600 restaurants who have been closed down permanently since March. And there are so many of those workers not getting the unemployment that they need to survive right now. And they're out of a job. They were working, getting tips and so on. And so some of these gift cards are now going to go to the Connecticut Restaurant Association, who can hand down some of these to people who have lost their jobs from the restaurant.
That's awesome.
But gee, I'm definitely taking you to the Oyster Club when it's 100% tax deduction. I've got you, brother.
we'll fight over who's going to take the bill.
And you got to check it out. It's a great place.
This doesn't get fixed until we get the food service people back to work, because that's where people start their careers. There's so much involved with that. If we don't get those people back to work, New York's going to die. But we have to take care of our own here as well.
And it's one, you're right. It's such a great starter job. You learn customer service. You learn how to work as a team. You learn how to, you know, be somebody who can be in sales. There's so many different skills you learn from working in that industry. Gee, we appreciate you. Check out Gordon and Christy's show on Sundays, 8 to 11. And certainly if you need any attorney work, Gordon Vitale, New London County, hit him up. Gee, appreciate you, brother.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. Little G money. All right. So we doing
the best.
We doing the One and Company Rewind here before the break or when we come back? Let's do it before the break. Let's do it right now. We'll come back. We'll give away some of Martin's money on the fourth and final segment, 860-464-9490. If you want to talk some good stuff happening in Connecticut, give us a call. We'll give you an Olio gift card courtesy of Service Station Equipment. Or if you got some real estate to promote, you can always call that number. This past week, One and Company Real Estate, we had 5 just listed. We had 1 new price, 6 under contract, and 9 closings. Our new listings for the week were 203 Shore Road in Old Lyme, on for $525,000. 371 Spencer Plain in Westbrook, on for $347,500. Good price point there. 89 Highland Ave in Meriden, on for $189.9. 89 Highland Ave in Meriden, on for $189.9. Also, 23 Mettler Drive in Wallingford, $314,000. And another Meriden listing, 136 Bunker Ave in Meriden, $164,999. Those last three are Carrie and Vinny listings. Carrie and Vinny just joining the team over at One & Company. By the way, if you want to join the team at One & Company, and even if you're not licensed yet, you can go over to realestateagentscholarship.com and check that opportunity out. We're giving away 12 real estate school scholarships here in the year of 2021. All right. New price, 917 Orchard Road in Berlin, now at $599. And our under contract, 6 of them over the last 7 days, Madison, Montville, Rocky Hill, Wallingford, Guilford, and Sharon, Connecticut, were the 6 under contracts. We had 9 closings. People closing out here to end the year. Clinton, Guilford, Essex, Hamden, Cromwell, Naugatuck, Guilford, Torrington, and that was it. Those were the 9 closings for One and Company at William Rivers Real Estate for the week. We have 1 open house on this holiday weekend. That's tomorrow, Sunday, December 27, 8 Glen Road in Madison. That's 11 to 3. Heidi and Meredith will be over there. 8 Glen Road in Madison, 11 a.m. to 3.
And that was a 6th new listing for this past week.
Yes.
That went just 5 just after the rewind.
Brand new listing. You want to rush over there because I'm already hearing that one probably won't make it till Monday, but you can check it out tomorrow, 11 to 3, 8 Glen Road, Madison, with Heidi and Meredith. That is your One and Company William Ravis Real Estate Rewind of the Week. If you have some real estate you'd like to promote, 860-464-9490. You could be an agent, a for sale by owner, anyone. We'll let you promote your deal. If you've got some real estate needs, certainly hit me up, Byron@oneandcompany.com, or just go to oneandcompany.com. Or if you want to join this crazy world of real estate, which will be thriving again in 2021, and you don't have your license yet, We're giving away 12 scholarships where we pay for the schooling for you to get your license. Go over to realestateagentscholarship.com for that opportunity. All right, we come back. We're going to give away some of Martin's money, gift cards to Olio's. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.
Is it going? Is it going? I don't know what you're looking for.
Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now, Stimulating Talk, Byron Lazine, One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate, Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans. You know, we had Gordon on, Gordon Vidal, who has his show on 94.9 on Sunday mornings at 8. He did mention in the Facebook comments, Pat, I don't know if you're looking at the Facebook comments, but he said, guys, the Money Barstool, which we mentioned, Barstool's fund, which has helped out
19 restaurants.
Yeah, like 19 restaurants served so far, funded, as they call it. They've raised $6.5 million from 60,000 supporters, almost 61,000, 19 businesses supported. He says the money that they are raising or have raised so far is insignificant. I would agree that it is like throwing with the problem. You know, just in Connecticut alone, over 600 restaurants have shut down. And so Barstool's fund of $6.5 million has supported 19 in, you know, various places across the entire country. So yeah, it's insignificant in solving the problem. But it is these types of things that we need to do, the people that can do something, because, you know, certainly government restrictions aren't helping. So what can we do as the people to help these local businesses, support them any way we can? But yes, the dollar amount is insignificant. And then he mentioned the Connecticut $35 million bridge on the potential COVID bill is just an absolute joke. I would definitely agree with that. I mean, that,
yeah.
You know, when they're talking about giving $10,000 grants, these restaurant owners, help them out for a week, then yeah, we need to do as much as we can. Every single week, if you've got the money, if you're still operating your business or you still have a job, be more giving this winter. Do whatever you can to help these people out, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the grand scheme, in the face of the overall problem, yeah, $6.5 million here or there is not going to – I'm pretty willing to bet you call any of those 19 businesses and ask them how significant that money was, I think they're going to say a lot more than insignificant.
Yeah, for those 19, for sure.
Yeah. And then Gordon mentioned we need more Jill, so –
Did he? When did he mention? I didn't. What was that in the comments?
Just scroll down. Scroll down.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't scroll that far. Sorry. Sorry, G.
It's gonna get blocked by an admin.
You know what?
We're removing that comment.
Maybe G can have you on his show Sundays 8 to 11. Jill, you can jump on there.
Yeah, I mean, he has three times the show we do, so he could slot in as much extra Jill as he wants.
Yes. Jill, we appreciate your contributions to the show, and obviously Jill is a big help. She gets our live stream heading over to Facebook.com/One and Company Real Estate. So if you ever want to check out the behind the scenes, go follow One and Company Real Estate on Facebook. So you can, if you're not listening on 94.9, you can check us out there. You can always check us out on the podcast, CT Real Estate Radio. Jill from RE3 Media doing a great job, of course, on the One and Company brand, amongst others.
easily my favorite Jill on the show. Easily.
Definitely.
Top two Jills I know. Definitely my favorite radio Jill.
That's right. 860-464-9490. We got to give away some of Martin's money. Service station equipment, your residential tank specialist. They buy gift cards to great local restaurants like Olio's. And we have one we want to give away from These Guys Brewing, who joined the show last week, because we only gave away three last week. So we're going to give away at least two gift cards here to close out the show. One to These Guys Brewing, one to Olio's. 860-464-9490. Maybe we do this. What should we do?
I have an idea.
All right, go ahead, Pat.
If you're open for it, I'm kind of nostalgic, right? I'm a softie and those kind of things.
Yeah.
I want to hear an awesome local restaurant story from a year ago. Tell us what you did a year ago that you miss doing this time around and that you look forward to doing again when we continue to support all of these local restaurants and being able to do what we can to go back out and see those stories. Call and just tell us one, whether it's a Thanksgiving, you know, Christmas Eve type thing that
it's
you did
be
with
a
friends.
Holiday theme?
I'd like a holiday. I think like that's appropriate. I think something like, you know, you talked about, you know, 2 days ago or 2 days before Christmas going into a restaurant and like, it's just ghost town. That was you did the company Christmas party, right? Those are really fun local, you know, you take your team, we take our team and you do something at a local establishment, like those kind of stories. Hit us in the feels. Yes. I want to get right in the feels.
We want Christmas the good time. Feels. If you've got a good feel story from a year ago before all the craziness happened at a local establishment, call in and share it with us and everyone, 860-464-9490, and you'll get a gift card either to Olio's or to These Guys Brewing. We've got two gift cards we're going to give away, 860-464-9490. Gift cards courtesy of Martin's Money, Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist.
We're just not going to rely on Jill to give them out because she keeps jumping on and off the Zoom here. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Jill's doing.
Wants more on the radio show, except can't stay on the radio show. That's cool.
Jill's got the – I mean, she's sitting at the new listing where we have the open house tomorrow, but I don't know where she's really sitting because it's – the internet must not be good where Jill is.
Madness.
860-464-9490. We got some gift cards to give away. Olio's and These Guys Brewing in Norwich. All we need is a feel good story.
What do you have? What do you got for a feel good story?
Well, you know where I used to love to go during the holiday season? And it is just like a holiday bar scene is Tony D's in New London. I mean, I love to go on the waterfront too. I love that place, but that little bar they got at Tony D's during the holidays, people coming down the back steps, down the hallway, in the front door, hugging and laughing and cheering and drinking and doing all that fun stuff. You know, you get the cold air coming open.
Well, especially if Tony was there, right? If he was in the restaurant.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's, you know, he's roving around the bar. He's over at the table. Hey, he's doing That is Christmas. That's New London Christmas right there. That's for sure.
That is New London Christmas. It's got a really good feel to it.
If in these 10 segments when my internet connection still works, I can point out that Engine Room did a really great job with dividers up at the bar. So you're kind of like you're in a little plexiglass world, but they went all out with decorating it. So it's super festive. So if
that
you
was
feel
this
like
year.
A little bit. This year.
All right, Jill.
Go over there.
All right, Jill.
Get some holiday spirit vibes. Cheer.
What I think Jill was trying to say was that was this year in holiday vibes.
Yeah, it was
tough.
So we got some of this year's holiday vibes, I love going to Tony D's during that Christmas week. Didn't make it there this year, but do love hitting up that spot. What about you, Pat? What's one of your spots?
They did the I think last year we went over. We did do Stonebridge. We're in Milford, other end of the state, and same kind of thing, right? They have a fireplace in one of the small dining rooms they have on the side. The place is completely decked out, garland, just craziness everywhere. People in, you know, the Santa hats and just the silliness, right? Just having that kind of vibe and just it smells, right? There's a certain thing like it smells like Christmas. Kind of there's something about that the day before or 2 days before. Like big holidays like that, even like, you know, Thanksgiving Eve, right? The, you know, affectionately known as Drinksgiving Eve, depending on who you are and kind of where you are. Like those kind of things are really fun. It's weird. Now that I'm not allowed to do it, I actually miss being three deep to try to get a cocktail, you know, at an Eli's type place.
Right.
Now that we can't do it, as funny as it is, when you're in the midst of it, a year ago was the most annoying thing on earth, and not be able to find a spot to just sit or stand or something. But now it's almost like, you know, you miss that kind of silliness.
Just a year ago, you were like, this bartender knows me, and he hasn't looked at me one stinking time. He knows I'm standing here. He hasn't even made eye contact.
It's absurd.
Now, what I would do to be in that position, I hear you on that, Pat. All right, what we're going to do with these gift cards, because we're running out of time here, and everybody's like in a Christmas coma, I guess, out there. We're going to just donate these gift cards to the Gift Card Project. TheGiftCardProject.com is a place that you can go buy gift cards and donate them, and they will end up in the hands of somebody who needs them. Oh, wait, we've got – all right, we can take one quick call, like quick story. Seville from Oakdale. Seville.
Hi.
How are you?
Very good. So you guys were asking, you know, favorite holiday restaurant stories.
Quickly, because we're running out of time.
Yeah, every year my husband and I have done Tony D's. You guys were just talking about Tony D's. That's always been our Christmas tradition until this year.
Amazing. All right, we appreciate the story. Stay on the line. We're getting you a gift card to Olio's in Groton. So stay on the line. Chris will get you hooked up with that. Love the feel-good story. Great show. Happy holidays to everybody. Jill, thanks for streaming live on Facebook. Chris, great job from the 94.9 studio. Pat, love you, brother. Happy holidays. Go check out Pat at barnumplans.com for your financing needs. If you got some real estate needs, oneandcompany.com. And if you want your real estate license here in 21, go to realestateagentscholarship.com. You want to donate some gift cards, go to thegiftcardproject.com. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you here next week on Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.